What the Health with Gabby Allen on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you all had a wonderful bank holiday weekend. Welcome to What the Health with me. I'm Gabby Allen, and we are here to talk about all things health, fitness, and wellness. So whatever that means to you, trust me, we cover it. If you don't know who I am, I'm a fitness, what are those things called, apostrophes, influencer, or what I've been referred to before, which I much prefer, fitness expert, look at me, which is obviously much better than that, and very humbling. But yes, I am a coach, an online personal trainer, and I may or may not have been on Love Island about 7 years ago. But moving on from that, coming up on today's show, we will be joined by Sean Conway, ultra endurance athlete, author and motivational speaker, and Uma Naidu, Harvard-trained psychiatrist, professional chef, nutrition specialist, and author. But first up with me today, we have Dr. Shirin Lakhani, cosmetic doctor and intimate health expert, looking absolutely glorious today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited to speak to you because before we came on air, guys, I was like, no, stop. We need to stop talking about this because there's so many exciting things to talk about. So first of all, you are an aesthetic doctor.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
So it means looking after basically a person's appearance and aging. Mm-hmm. But I do it in a holistic way. So I treat the whole patient right from head to toe. So I do all the facial aesthetics, look after patient's skin. We do body treatments, and then I also specialise in intimate health treatments.
So, aesthetics-wise, is that like literally for the whole body?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so why is it important then to have more open conversations about sexual health?
Well, it's been a taboo for years, and women traditionally tend to suffer with their intimate health problems. And as women, we're faced with issues right the way from puberty all the way through menopause, and there's a lot going on with our bodies. So it's important that we're more open about it to educate women in general so that they know what to expect and can deal with the consequences.
I think we've just been saying this. It's mad for women because we literally go through so much from a young age. We have our periods, and then we have puberty, then we have our periods, then we have, just getting older, and then we have kids if you want to have them. And then all of a sudden you're in perimenopause and then menopause and you're late and then it's over.
Yeah, well, hopefully it doesn't end there. And there is life after menopause, but we do go through quite a turbulent time as women with our bodies and our hormones. So it's important to know what's out there to be able to help with that.
And also, I think, well, I'm glad that we live in this day and age now because, as you said, it was taboo back in the day. You're not allowed to talk about anything that's like, you know, a little bit off key. But now people like you are enabling us to do that.
Well, hopefully, because I know even when I was growing up, my mum wouldn't talk to me about anything to do with intimate health. Mm. I found out about periods through friends and through school. And there was a little bit of conversation with my mum, but it was a bit more about, oh, do you know what they are? Mm. Oh, good, I don't have to tell you. She never spoke about perimenopause and menopause, and we didn't discuss childbirth in between either. So it's quite difficult when you don't know what you're going to face, what to expect.
Yeah.
And I find now if we open up the conversations and educate people from a young age, they can be better prepared for it. People shame away from intimate health problems even now. Mm. So it's really important to break down the taboo so that we can discuss it more freely, and that way women can get help.
And you've been doing that, haven't you? You've been doing a lot with menopause and getting it more out there. What have you been doing?
So I started in intimate health about 9 years ago in the private sector. But before that, I was a GP and I was a women's health doctor. So I have treatments for things like incontinence, vaginal laxity, which are consequences of childbirth and ageing, right the way through to menopausal treatments, so treating menopausal atrophy and vaginal symptoms of menopause, and also dealing with the hormonal changes that happen.
Okay, so if someone was to come to you and say, you know, they have one of those problems, how would you then go about doing it? So you'd say you do it from a holistic approach. So you'd go from like the mental health side of things first?
So the first thing you do is take a history, find out what mm-hmm. is the main issues, what bothers the woman, what symptoms she's having. And that's followed by an examination of whatever system mm-hmm. she wants to deal with. So some people come in for skin issues, for example. Others come for intimate issues. So there needs to be an examination so that I know what I'm dealing with. And then the treatment plan comes from there. And there's so many treatments available now. When I first started, there was hardly anything. We had a couple of lasers, and I started off with platelet-rich plasma treatment, so PRP.
So what's that?
So
this is all new to me, by the way. I'm like, we should learn about this stuff in school. Well, obviously, you're so young, but like, I'm like, wow, I don't know any of this stuff.
Have you heard of the vampire facial?
Yes.
Yes. So that uses platelet-rich plasma. So you take blood from the patient, spin it in a centrifuge, get the platelet-rich plasma, and that is injected into the area you want to rejuvenate, whether it's your face or your breasts or your vagina or even penis for men.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does that give it? New lease of life?
Yeah, so it regenerates the tissue. It tricks the body into thinking there's been an injury in the area. So the body goes into healing mode and it repairs the area.
Wow.
So in terms of when I inject vaginas, I use it for stress incontinence, vaginal atrophy, and just improving the tissue quality. And it can also help with orgasms as well.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so actually, so on arriving, Shireen, can I call you Shireen?
Yes,
is it Dr.
Shireen?
Okay, so she brought in, she was like, do you have any men in your life? I was like, not today, not today. But she gave me this supplement that she has created. And it's called the Petox Elite. So we've been talking about women's health and stuff, but this is for men's health, right?
Yes.
So talk to me about the Petox Elite. What is it?
Okay, so I carry out treatments for men for erectile dysfunction and the male version of menopause, which is called andropause. It's not as severe as what women go through, but men do get a gradual decline in their physical health as they age. And when I was treating my guys with erectile dysfunction, I was recommending a whole host of different supplements for them to take. So amino acids, things that can boost testosterone levels. And the guys were like, Dr. Shireen, why can't you give me something that's got everything in it rather than me having to go and buy
all these different things?
These different things. So it took me a couple of years to develop and formulate, but I came up with my wish list of what I'd want for men's health. So men can use it when they get brain fog and from testosterone decline. And you can take 1 to 2 tablets a day for that. It can also help with gym performance and muscle mass. And then if you suffer from erectile dysfunction, you can take up to 8 tablets a day and it can help with that naturally.
So you know what, actually, talking about, well, I'm saying I don't know anything about menopause yet, apart from hearing it from my mum. If you're listening now, mum, I know it all. But I've never heard of the male version of that. So andropause. Andropause.
Yeah.
So once again, maybe that's like, I mean, it's harder for men to talk about things, isn't it? Like, and that's been an ongoing thing for ages. Like, if men's got problems, and I think it's getting better these days, but they tend to just keep it to themselves.
Yeah, I think it's slightly easier when it comes to erectile dysfunction because they've had Viagra and drugs like that for such a long time. They seem more willing to come forward and get help for it. But again, they don't talk to each other about it.
Yeah. They'll come to someone like you and they're like, don't tell me, mates.
Or my wife.
Or my wife, yeah. But I think it's like, you know, amazing how you mentioned the muscle mass decline and things, because that's what I have a few clients that are perimenopausal or menopausal. Mm. And one of the things that we do come across is that it does take older women to a bit longer to build and then maintain muscle mass. Mm. But it's the same for men as well,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. In both men and women, that's caused by the loss of testosterone.
Right.
So women have testosterone as well, and that declines again during perimenopause and menopause, and that's what makes it more difficult to maintain the muscle mass.
That's amazing. So this, do you have another one of these for women, did you say?
Not yet. It's in development.
Okay, and what's that going to be called? The Vetox?
I have no idea yet.
Petox for women, for men, Vetox for women. Okay, so what are the biggest myths you come across then when you are treating patients?
One of the main ones I come across is that women think they're the only one going through the symptoms.
Yeah.
So things that I treat like vaginal laxity, stress incontinence, are extremely common. And women think they're the only one suffering. So you need to educate people. I mean, things like incontinence affects 1 in 3 women.
Yeah.
So it's a big problem. A lot of women don't even realise they've got incontinence. They leak urine when they're coughing, sneezing, jumping, but they don't know that's incontinence.
They just think it's normal.
Yeah.
Right.
And the thing is, it's common, but it's not normal. And we need to make people aware
that's
that they
a pelvic
don't
floor.
Have to deal with it. Yeah.
Okay, so pelvic floor then. How do we go about strengthening that?
So everyone knows about Kegel exercises. No one ever does them unless you say it.
Yeah, let's do them now.
Yeah. That's literally, I can see when I talk about it, the audience doing Kegels when I mention them. But you're busy, you forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unless you've got a personal trainer or someone who makes you do them religiously, most women don't do them. So there are devices available now that can help you strengthen your pelvic floor. So you can buy pelvic floor trainers, which are inserted into the vagina and help you target the pelvic floor muscles.
Okay.
But there are also in-clinic treatments. So I've got two in clinic. I've got what I call the Kegel throne, which is a chair you sit on, and it uses these electromagnetic waves to stimulate the pelvic floor muscles directly. And it's the equivalent of about 11,500 Kegels in 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Or there's a more direct way, which is an electromuscle stimulator called V-Tone, which is inserted into the vagina, and that directly targets the pelvic floor as well.
So people come in to do that?
Yeah, it's half an hour session once or twice a week, and you need about six sessions. And then you just maintain it with a session every 3 months or so.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then I suppose if you aren't able to do that, or you know, it's not in your budget or whatever, you can just do it at home. I think it's stuff like this, it's similar with a lot of things, but like say your skincare routine is something that you could do like whilst you do it, and like if you kind of like program it into your daily routine, then it might be easier to remember.
Yeah,
but it's stuff like it's hard to remember to do everything, isn't it?
You can get alarms and apps on your phone now to remind you to do them. There's like the Squeezy app on the NHS. So that sets off an alarm every so often to remind you to do your exercises.
Ah.
The other problem is a lot of women don't know how to activate their pelvic floors. So you can go onto YouTube, etc., to find out how to do the exercises properly.
Is that harder once you've had children?
I think it's difficult if you've never been shown how to do it. So again, you can get devices that can help you target your pelvic floor that you can use at home, or you can go to physiotherapists, or you can come to a doctor like me. And I can show you how it's done.
Yeah.
And then once you know what you're doing, that makes it a bit easier.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember from my dancing days, we used to do stuff like that then. Mm. But since then, I haven't heard the word pelvic floor being mentioned for a long time.
Yeah, I think we need to start doing it at secondary school. And
yeah.
I think if you incorporate it into the PE curriculum, then we'll have a lot healthier men and women later on in life.
Same with everything though, isn't it? They need to stop, just get rid of the whole curriculum right now and just bring in the stuff that we actually need to know. Pelvic floor and taxes. That's what we need. Oh, God. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm really excited about this. Once I find a man, I will give it to him.
Thank you.
And I hope you have the most amazing day. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. She's absolutely gorgeous, and I feel like I need to go on her page. I'm going to send my mum to her page to learn lots more about the menopause, as we just don't know enough about it, including myself. So, moving on to my exercise of the week. Maybe we should have done pelvic floors as the exercise of the week, but I will leave you to go and look at Dr. Shirin's Instagram, and I'm sure there's some information on there, because I need to talk to you about the antagonist for the hamstrings, because I feel like I've been so dominated by hamstrings recently. Check out my most recent Instagram post, because they are popping, so they're doing some good. But yes, I wanted to talk to you about the opposing muscle group to the hamstrings, which is the quads. Most gyms have the machine where you can tuck your feet under, and it's called a sissy squat, right? And it's, you know, basically with the Nordic curl that I told you about last week that isolates the hamstrings, the sissy squat does the opposite and it isolates your quads. So basically, you can do body weight and you can do it with weights the more advanced that you get. But the main thing is that you keep your body up straight and you're flexing at your knee, right? So you want to make sure that as you're lowering down, as if you're going to sit down on a seat, you're not leaning back. You're not doing the limbo. You're sitting down on a seat. You want to keep your body upright and you're going down so your thighs become parallel to the floor. That is the movement. As soon as you hit that, just reach it and then squeeze back up to the top. That is the exercise. So if you go to the gym, go and ask somebody, do you have a sissy squat machine? You can do it at home with like resistance bands and stuff, but that is quite advanced. But it's a great superset to add into your week. If you do go to the gym, you can do Nordic curls and then straight into your sissy squats. So let me know if you are going to be doing that. After this break, we are going to be talking to Sean Conway, ultra endurance athlete. He's done 105 triathlons, guys. I'll see you after the break.
FUPAR Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so tell us a little bit more.
You want to go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access All Areas, mate.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Follow us at What The Health Show for more from Gabby. This is What The Health.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back and we are just waiting for Sean. He's probably running here, to be honest. No, he's joining us on Zoom. So I'm going to tell you a bit about him whilst we wait for him. Guys, this fella has done 105 full iron distance triathlons. I don't understand how anyone has time in their life to do that. That's nuts to me. He's also swam the length of Britain, cycled around the world, across Europe, and he's run the length of Britain as well. What hasn't he done? What hasn't he done? I think he is here joining us right now. Sean Conway, how are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, hang on. We have some technical difficulties going on. Bear with. I can see him, but I can't hear him. And I need to hear him because I need to know all this goss about how he does this stuff. I need to know what he eats. Must be... Oh, hang on. He promoted the 469 challenge. Oh, are you here? Sean? Guys, I do 10K and I think I've, like, done amazing things. And he's literally ran the length of Britain a few times. Like, what's going on? Can you hear me now, love?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, amazing. So, Sean, you've done some amazing things in your time.
Thanks very much. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm not as amazing as you. So, I am going to ask you some quick fire questions. Only a few because I don't know whether we're going to have the strength of the signal. So, first of all, I just want to know, how would you describe yourself in three words? I cannot. Sean, I'm so sorry about this and so sorry to anyone listening, but we are just having technical difficulties right now, which is so annoying because he's got so many amazing things to talk about. But I'm sure we'll be back in business soon enough. I went to watch my brother do an Ironman once. It was only actually half an Ironman, I think. I don't know, but it was still frigging enough. He was in Portugal, and I watched him swim around this like lake that looked like black water for about 40 minutes maybe. And I was looking at him thinking, how the bloody hell is he doing that? And that is amazing. Anyway, anyone that's done anything triathlon, well, just anything athlon, is amazing. But Sean has done like 150 full irons, which means that like it's basically double what Ethan did a few times. And he has cycled around the world. I need him to get back on here because I need to know how he managed to do all of this in his time. I need to know how old he is. Let me just Google him. I wonder how old he is. Does it say here in my notes? No, it doesn't. Well, he has done amazing things, and even if he's like only 30 odd. You know what? We had someone on here a few weeks ago who was saying that doing triathlons and stuff aren't like, they're quite stressful for your body. Oh, it was the lady, what was the name? She was the one that was saying about how sex was the best way to keep you younger for longer. She also said that triathlons aren't the way. So I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to say, what effect do you think this is having on your overall health span? Because, you know, I feel like, you know, there's so many different opinions on what is going to keep you healthier for longer. So that's an interesting one. I'm going to ask him for that. Well, I think we might have lost him. So I'm going to move on to some listener questions. And hopefully he'll be back in the room soon. So, Callum asked, I want to get back into running. Sean Conway wants to be like him. And he said, if you want, there's so many different types of trainers to try. So I don't know where to start. Any tips? So first and foremost, I would say, Callum, don't overthink it. There are so many different types of trainers on the internet, and you know, everyone will say that there's something better than the other. I think you just need to go back to basics and go for a brand like Hoka or Asics, just something that you know is sturdy and a great all-round supportive shoe. Because I find that there are some other shoes, i.e. there's the most recent like ones that I actually bought, and you feel like you're bloody running on like this very, very small trampoline. And you want to make sure that you are, you know, landing through the foot properly, and you have a trainer that is going to, A, support you. So the main thing is that you get actual running trainers, not trainers that are for the gym floor, because the ones for running are designed to propel you forwards and to support your landing and protect your ankles and shins and knees and etc. But also there are some that are like more advanced than others. So I'd say go for a Hoka. Oh, that was very Scouse. Go for a Hoka or an Asics shoe and you should be good to go. And then who else asked me a question? Jessica. I've been in a calorie deficit for nearly 6 to 7 months. I've achieved my goal weight, and how do I move back to eating my maintenance calories? Do I need to progress this slowly? First of all, well done for you for reaching your goal weight. That's amazing. And, you know, that is like some hard going, some commitment and discipline. So amazing. We want to try and keep this moving forward so that you don't just like ruin all of your hard work. Okay. So to bring yourself back to a maintenance calories, you want to slowly increase your calorie intake, and you spend time at each new amount depending on how you see your body fluctuate. So you can try adding between 50 to 150 calories at a time. I probably recommend around 2 weeks at a time at each amount, especially if you are somebody that you know that your weight does fluctuate easily. Keep an eye on things, and also make sure that you stick to your training regime. You know, I find that sometimes, I mean, including myself, sometimes when you reach your goal, you're like, I'm here now, that's it, I've completed it. And then you kind of fall off the bandwagon and you like let your discipline go. Make sure that you are continuing to do what you were doing to get you to that point. And the only thing that should be changing is the small amount of calorie intake, small amount of calorie surplus intake. And then that should help you manage your hunger levels, boost your metabolism. So you basically, you know, your body's getting used to the calories. You want to make sure that it's done a very disciplined time so that it prevents rapid weight gain, basically. But good luck. I reckon that you can do it. If you've been at a deficit for 6 to 7 months, then you can definitely, definitely do this. This is the easy way around. Okay, and then moving on to Tyreek's question. I've been going to the gym for over a year. However, I'm due to have surgery next month, which put me out of action for 4 to 6 weeks. How do I not lose all the progress I've made so far? Okay, so first and foremost, I can understand it's frustrating. You've done all of this amazing work and you've got to this point and you're probably really happy with your progress and stuff, which is amazing. But the main thing is your health and recovering properly. So rushing back into anything is only going to prolong the process. And you need to make sure that you listen to your doctor's advice, listen to your body, because it does talk to you, and ensure that you do follow the guidelines. Only go back to when you're 100%. You need to, in order to maintain what you have done though, prioritize protein. Make sure that you are hitting your protein intake every day. I would recommend doing at the 2 gram mark per kilo of body weight. That's what I did after I had my boobs done and I wasn't able to do anything. I made sure that I prioritized protein and I also kept my calories down, because I am someone that puts on weight quite easily. So I kept my protein up and I kept my calories down. Also make sure you prioritize drinking lots of water, and prioritize drinking loads of water, so it's going to flush out all those toxins, help you recover quickly, and make sure, if you can, try and get your steps in, keep the body active, as once again it's going to help you move those lymph nodes and get all that out. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening to me. We lost Sean, but we'll be after this break with another amazing guest. Speak to you soon.
FUBAR Radio.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't. Think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You
no,
go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access All Areas, mate.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off, because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media, as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Keeping fitness fun. What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. We actually lost Sean. He's probably on a run somewhere. He got off. Don't know where he's gone. But it's fine, because you've got me and we've got a great guest coming along too. Guys, can I just tell you something? I've been asked to do the IFS event in Ibiza this year, which is the International Fitness Summit. I couldn't believe it. You should see the big dogs that are on the list of people that are speaking. So they contacted me and they were like, do you want to do a talk? Do you want to do a workout? Do you want to be on a panel? And I was like, wait, ask my manager. I was like, should I do this? And they were like, yes, absolutely. And when I looked at the lineup, I was like, I can't believe I'm actually even being asked to do this amongst these amazing people. So if anyone's in Ibiza at that time, come and see us. It's around the 13th to the 15th of September, so next month, in literally like 3 days. And it would be amazing to see some people there. Obviously, I'm going to be doing a class because that's what I do best. And it'd be amazing to see some familiar faces there. You can let me know. I'll be like, I am the host of What the Health. And yeah, so we are going to play a game. This is like new to us, guys, because we're obviously we lost somebody, so we're gonna wing it, okay? So stick with me. We're gonna do a game called Strange Terms in Sport, and we're gonna write down a strange term from a sport, and you have to guess what the sport is, okay? So this is me playing with my producer, right? Maddie's gonna write down the term from a sport, and then I have to guess it. So don't judge me if I don't know what it is, because I'm terrible at this kind of things. Okay, so number one is catch a crab. I don't know, probably cricket? Is it cricket? Oh, shit. Crab, would it be like something swimming? Like, I need a clue, guys. Catch a crab. Am I going to cheat and look on my phone? Catch a crab, what is it? Anyone that's listening, please send me this through manifestations, you know, bloody send it to my brain. Catch a crab. What is this from? Oh, rowing. I cheated. Sorry, guys, I cheated. But it needed to be done because I had no idea. Okay, so the next one is, oh, God, what is this saying now? The first word is bonk. So that's going to be interesting. Oh, that's it. Bonk. Well, back in the day, we used to call getting frisky with it a bonk. So I have no idea. I absolutely have no idea. Maybe, I don't know. Give us a clue. Come on. Help a girl out here. God. Hit the wall. Tennis? Paddle? Jesus. Hit the wall. Mental wall. Hit the mental wall. Oh, Jesus Christ. Climbing. What's this? Running. Jesus Christ. Bonk. I need to know if this is actually a thing. Hit the wall. Bonk. Okay. Next. Come on. I'm really good at this. Absolutely terrible. Frozen rope. Climbing. Jesus. What's going on here, guys? Frozen rope. What could it be? It's an American sport. Oh, what do you call that? What's it called? Hockey. I'm looking through the window and they're doing all sorts of like different, actions, and I have no idea what they're doing. Baseball. I'm amazing. Also a massive cheat. Okay. Dime. Guys, like, these are like, it's an assist. Does that mean football? Rugby? Basketball? See, getting better. God, you can tell that I need to start watching some of these like programs, don't I, where they actually like play sports. I like watching sport, but I don't know anything like this. Spoon. Slang for the stick. Jesus. Cricket? Rounders? Hockey? I'm just thinking of all the ones with the stick. Lacrosse? Yay! Got that one on my own. Bloody hell. Okay. I'm into this now. Another one. Icing. I mean, where did they even come up with these names? Like, that last one where it was about the rope thing and it was nothing to do with climbing or anything like that. Icing. I don't know. I need a clue. Mads. Come on. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to I didn't know I was going to be thrown in the deep end like this, guys. Icing, what's it? Icing slang for? Hang on a minute. I watch football. It's got nothing to do with football. What the hell does that mean? I need to know what it means. Icing in football. What's it mean? The football in term icing the kicker refers to play immediately before a field goal attempt in which the defence team calls a timeout in hope that it will affect the kicker's ability to make the field goal. Right, that sounds like absolute gobbledygook to me. Moving onwards, please. Balls don't lie. Well, I can tell you for nothing that that's not true. okay, let's think. Golf. Golf? Am I close? No. Balls don't lie. Shooting foul. Is it basketball as well? Yeah. Don't know how I got that one. Shooting foul. I haven't played much basketball in my time because I'm so short. And the hoop is so far away. Okay, next one. Ace. I don't know, I want to say cards or something, but that's not a sport, is it? Is it an American sport? Oh, great. Okay, a clue. Ace means point. Tennis. Yay. See, I get it once I've got a clue, but I can't get it off the first one. This should be on one of those games, you know, like the mastermind games where there's always that one bird that knows everything about life. And then you've got like the contestants, like people like me that have been on TV shows and they get everything wrong and the woman always wins. I wonder if she wins money. She must do. She must be absolutely minted. Okay, next one. Pepper. Warm up. Football? Is it football? No. Football? No, great. No, it's not football. Pepper. I've heard this term when people go, I'm absolutely peppered. And it means like they're knackered. Didn't know it meant warm up. Okay, gives another clue. Is it... sport you tend to see at the Olympics? I mean, I saw bloody breakdancing at the Olympics this year. So it could be that. Volleyball! Okay. I was never going to get that in a million years. Although I've played a lot of volleyball on my holes. But I didn't know that that was a thing. Okay, next. Do we have the guest yet? I'm still on the spot. Are we finishing this game now? Okay. Guys, after this break, you will have less of me chatting absolute shite about sports and you will have an absolute amazing guest. We have Uma coming and she is, let me just read, because she's got literally a list as long as my arm about things that she does. She's a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, professional chef, nutrition specialist and author. I'll see you then.
FUBAR Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio now by one of my favourite comedians, Rhys James. I always say in taxis and stuff like that, I always say I'm a writer.
Yeah, me too. Have I told you this story before?
No.
The time I got in a taxi, and I always used to do that writer because you don't want to have the conversation with the taxi driver about being a comedian.
But the follow-up question is just you can't get out of, which is, what do you write?
Yeah,
and then I write sitcoms.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So I was in this taxi, he goes, what sort of stuff do you write? And I went, comedy. I thought, fuck's sake. Yeah, and then he went, what type of comedy do you write? And I said, satire. And then the taxi driver said, you know what they say, satire is the lowest form of wit.
We have got Lily in the house.
So excited to be here. The problem is, when you start getting a few followers on Instagram, people will look at you. Mm. People want to get to know you. They will, and girls and guys, will not give a fuck. And if you are out on a night out and you're a guy and some, you know, hot girl comes up to you, like, it happens. And guys are going to be like, oh my God, they suddenly get all this attention. And my boyfriend has joined me on Made in Chelsea. And I remember when the producers called me to be like, look, we want Billy on the show. I was like, is this a good idea? Like, not that he'd cheat, but
it's
like,
a risky move, though.
It is. It's like, because this could, like, this person I love and I, like, want to be with him forever. But if this could fuck up everything. Politics
Uncensored. I am delighted to be joined by Patsy Stevenson this week. You went to the vigil
And you had, you were arrested, and the picture of your arrest was on in every newspaper, and I think on the feed of every person in this country's social media. Do you mind talking to us a little bit about why you went and what you think that has sparked now the conversation around policing and how important that is?
The reason that my picture went viral is much to do with the fact that I'm white and because of the way I look. And a lot of other people who are arrested unlawfully, they don't get platforms, they don't get book deals, you know what I mean?
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
You're listening to Fubar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yeah. The Fubar Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out!
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You wanna go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access All Areas, mate.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Hello? Are we back? Yes, we are back. Hello, guys. Okay, so you've got me for the rest of the day because, unfortunately, we lost our guest. But that's fine because we're going to answer loads of listener questions and help you on your fitness journey, which is what I'm here for. So I have a question from Joe, who said, I want to get into fitness, but I can't decide on a goal. I also see so many different types of exercise, so I'm not sure where to start. Help. Okay, listen, hon. The main thing is that you want to do it. That is the best thing, right? It's so exciting. Like, I wish that I was almost starting on my journey fresh because, like, you literally can put your fingers in all the pies and see which one is the best suited to you. There's not, like, a one-size-fits-all. You know, people say everyone can run or everyone can lift or everyone can do this, but it depends on whether you actually enjoy doing it. Obviously, I would always recommend doing a nice assortment because things like running and lifting do kind of, you know, they benefit each other and they are very different types of training. So they are going to, like, your lifting is only going to strengthen your running, and your running is only going to increase your cardiovascular endurance for your lifting. so they work hand in hand. But I think as a beginner, I would say try everything. Go to a class, see if you enjoy doing that kind of hit circuit kind of thing. If you hate it, fine. Maybe you could go to get a PT and go to the gym, or just get yourself a structured program from someone, or find something on the internet to follow. Go and trial some lifting stuff. But always make sure that you watch some demo videos and stuff so you're doing like the right technique and that you've got your form nailed, because you obviously want to prevent injury, because then you might want to go and try a run. And that might be something up your street as well. So I just say, don't like put pressure on yourself. Don't be looking at all these people on social media that do everything and just ripped and, you know, so good at everything. That's fine. That's them. You are just on your new journey, and see what you fancy, and nothing's the right or wrong answer. Just see what you enjoy, what makes you feel good, and always remember to stretch after anything, because it's going to make you feel so much better to be able to try something else the day after. So hopefully that helps you. Okay, moving on. In your opinion, my opinion, Alicia asked this, in your opinion, what is the optimum length of a workout? Okay, so this all differs depending on who you are, what your lifestyle is, how much time you have, like what you're doing for the rest of the day, you know, what age you are. It all just depends on the individual. Someone like me, for example, I like to give myself an hour for my strength sessions, because, you know, I need to incorporate into my time for, I like to give myself long rest periods, so between 60 to 120 seconds per rest, especially if I'm doing like lower body exercises where my body needs to recover before I go again with even heavier weights. The longer the rest time, obviously nothing above like 3 to 5 minutes, but that's another story. That's for like bodybuilder people. But then there's people that only have 40 minutes to train, so they might do lots of supersets. So, you know, that means you're doing exercises back to back. Say, for example, you're doing lat pull down straight into a military press. They would do those back to back and then only give themselves a minute rest and do 3 sets of those, and then before you move on. 40 minutes, you'd have to squeeze in as much as possible. And then I also do like to do around 40 minutes of cardio at the end. So basically, I'd give myself around maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours in the gym, but I have the luxury to be able to do that. It's my job at the end of the day to film content and do all that stuff. But if you are someone that has a 9-to-5 job and you want to go before work, you might only have 40 minutes. So I wouldn't necessarily be like, I need to go to the gym for an hour, because you could go to the gym and then just sit there on your ass for an hour. You know what I mean? I would just suggest getting yourself a good workout written down, allocate yourself enough rest period in between each exercise. And then when you know that you've done enough, also recommend getting a trainer that can probably do this for you, so you can give them amount of time that you do have to slot into your day. But it's only up to you to make sure that you make it, you optimize what you have in that length of time that you get to go. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. Okay, so moving on, we have Evie that asks, how do you get over exercise burnout? So exercise burnout is when, like, you know, it's the same as kind of mental burnout as well. You kind of go through, if you've been following a program for a long time, or if you've been training for a long time, you can tend to hit a wall eventually, and you're like, oh God, I feel like I can't do anymore. You know, your body's tired, or you lose the kind of, the motivation and all that to go. So what I would suggest in those moments is give yourself a deload week, give yourself a week off, because that tends to, I find for myself, when I have a week off, say if I go on holiday or things like that, even if I have a few days off, because I've been so used to training all the time, I can't wait to go back to it. Like, it kind of gives you that little bit of, like, you know, it reignites the fire in your belly to go back. So I would say, when you feel like you've reached a burnout, just give yourself a break, give yourself a week off, or even a deload week where you still go and you just don't lift as heavy. But having a week off is not going to stop all your progress, as long as you're like using that week to recover, to rest, to eat well, to prioritize protein, which we've said 3 times today already, but it's so important. But give yourself that downtime. Use the time that you will go to the gym to read or do something that's actually just, you know, like giving you that space in your head, so that when you do go back to exercising, it gives you that, you know, okay, I'm ready, I'm back. If it's a week, if it's 2 weeks, whatever. But when you do go back, set yourself back in. Don't go in trying to hit PBs in the first week. Get back into it. I guarantee you're going to be more excited to be there after a week off than you were the week before. And yeah, just set yourself back in and maybe try something new. Maybe introduce something, go to a class once a week, or go for a run or something like that. Something that just like challenges you in a different way and just makes it a little bit more exciting. Okay, so moving on. This is from a guy. He says, what is your least favorite muscle to work out? Josh. Well, my least favourite muscle to work out is probably my arms, unlike you lot, all the men. I said this to someone yesterday. Men are like Doritos on forks, aren't they? Not all men, but some of them are. Like, we all they do is train up a body. And then women are like pears on a knife. Big bums, but, you know, not bothered about the upper body. So I do train arms. I don't train them as much as I probably should, admittedly. But it's just because I just find it so boring. Because I'm not aiming to get big biceps or, you know, big tri... Like, I'm trying to keep my upper body as, like... I want it to be sculpted, but I get quite hench quite quickly up above. So I'm trying to, like, you know, minimise that. But I just find going in and training biceps just so boring. So when I see you lot doing it in the gym, I'm like, this is just... But it has to be done, guys, because, and this is what I say to my clients, you have to train upper body because a strong upper body is only going to help you lift heavier with your lower body, especially having strong wrists, which is what I'm trying to do at the moment. But yeah, least favourite muscle group is definitely arms. Boring. Okay, so moving on. Oh, another guy hates stretching. I hate stretching pre or post workout. Do I have to do it? Yes, my friend, you do. So, the thing is with stretching, and especially as you get older like me, into your 30s, it's way more important. Just to be able to move, like you haven't just like slept on a wooden bed all night. Because, listen, you need to lengthen out the muscles that you spent so much time contracting. You know, we're so much like put power into like clench, clench, clench all the time to make these, to build the muscle mass, to get them bigger and like look bigger. But stretching them is only going to improve your recovery to go back again harder next time. It's also good for, like, you know, keeping mobility in the joints. You know, I find that if I don't stretch, I have, like, more pain. Well, obviously, if I do, because think about it, right? Everything's connected. Yes, you can be working your muscle groups, but then you've, like, spent so much time, like, making them, like, really, really tight. But then the joints around them are, like, stuck in those positions. So lengthening out around them is not only going to increase, like, the... you know, the oil and the, what's the word, begins with L, can't think of it right now, but basically the mobility in your joints, like the ligaments, everything surrounding, it's all about lengthening out and giving those space to, recover and to be just be able to move more agile. And definitely pre. So pre, you want to be working with like dynamic stretching, which is more like not bouncing, although we used to do that back in the day when I was a dancer, and it's still okay to do, but just more like dynamic movement, so basically stretching through movement. And then afterwards, you can work on more of a static stretch. So if you're doing a hamstring stretch, you might hold it for between 10 to 30 seconds, depending on how tight your hamstrings are. So yeah, hopefully that helps. And then we have... Oh, Maddie says, if you could have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? I'm a northerner, and I would bathe in gravy if I could. So it would have to be a roast dinner. Anything with gravy on, to be honest. I have my Nando's with gravy on. I actually make it Bisto, and I put some like spicy stuff in there, and then I pour it over my Nando's. Don't judge me, but it's just got to be done. So yeah, I reckon a roast dinner, but it has to have all the trimmings on. It has to have the Yorkshire pudding, the stuffing, pigs and blankets. Basically a Christmas dinner, I reckon. That would definitely be it. And if I could have, let's do my death row dinner. I would have scallops, probably. I love scallops, and I don't eat them often enough because they're, like, so fancy. Then a Christmas dinner, roast dinner, and then for dessert, I would have a chocolate, something, anything chocolate, to be honest. Probably a chocolate sponge pudding with custard, cream, and ice cream. Because that's who I am. I am who I am. Okay, next. If you could compete in one Olympic sport, what would it be and why? I would probably do one of the, like... dancey, you know, the dancey gymnastic ones, because I watched some of these this year and they were just, they look like they're having so much fun. Obviously they have to do the actual proof that they can do the flips and stuff. Obviously I don't know the terminology, but like the little dancing in between it, like they just look like they're having so much fun, and I think it's nice that they get to do that side of things as well. It's not just so like hardcore do five flips in one go and then get off, you know what I mean? It's like there was a girl that did it to one of the Beyonce songs. I can't remember her name, but she was amazing. So yeah, I think probably that one. And I think we're actually coming to a break. Well, coming to the end of today's beautiful show. A lot of my talking. I hope you enjoyed it. But it was a great show regardless. Next week, we'll be sure to have some guests with us. But thanks for joining us anyway. Make sure you drop us some listener questions, because next week, what if we had the same problem again? Drop us some listener questions in at What The Health Show on Instagram. You should see my face there. We have the little pink icon and my little face. Drop us a follow, drop us some listener questions, and I will see you next week, Tuesday, 11 a.m. I'll meet you there. Have an amazing week, guys. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Lots of love. Goodbye.